Contagion, the deadliest outbreaks. Everyone catches one or two colds or minor stomach viruses in a year, and these are, for the most part, more of an inconvenience than a true health threat. And most people over 50 remember local epidemics of contagious childhood diseases like measles, mumps, or chickenpox that seemed to spread to every child in their school or neighborhood. These are now largely prevented by routine vaccinations. Though some of these diseases, especially measles, can cause life-threatening complications, most people survive them with no long-term ill effects. Contagion is generally limited to local areas, not spread all over the world in a short period of time. Throughout history, however, outbreaks of some deadly contagious diseases, such as Ebola, have begun locally and then spread to create a regional epidemic. Others, such as influenza, SARS, MERS, and COVID-19, have spread more widely, reaching people in countries all over the world. Epidemics of this size are referred to as pandemics. Pandemics have occurred periodically for thousands of years. There is evidence that one such deadly contagious disease, smallpox, afflicted Egyptians 3,000 years ago. But it's believed that it has infected humans for at least 10,000 years. In the 20th century alone, smallpox killed between 300 and 500 million people before a vaccine eradicated it worldwide in 1980. Over the centuries, smallpox was responsible for repeated epidemics and pandemics on all continents of the globe, killing on average 30% of people infected. Attempts to prevent smallpox have existed since the late 10th century. At that time, Chinese doctors inoculated people with material taken from the skin of sick patients, hoping it would make healthy people immune, so they would be unable to get the disease. Inoculation with smallpox virus, however, was dangerous, because in some cases, patients developed the actual disease from it. In 1796, Edward Jenner discovered that inoculation with material from a related less serious disease, cowpox, could safely make a person immune to smallpox without the risk of causing smallpox. Jenner called inoculation with cowpox vaccination from the word vacca, which is Latin for cow. Modern vaccinations for smallpox are made from another related virus, vaccinia, not cowpox. Although there are successful vaccines against measles and smallpox, among others, epidemics and pandemics of other diseases continue to occur. Until there are vaccines or effective treatments for contagious diseases, public health measures can limit their spread. Some, such as these, have been used with success for hundreds of years. Careful and frequent hand washing. Wearing face masks. Quarantining of sick people away from others. Social, physical distancing.